This is the English program broadcasting from central Spain in Castilla-La Mancha. Yes, folks, we are heading to Liverpool and we are very excited as well. We are, you know, yes. Can't wait for the summer in Liverpool. It's going to be fantastic. Now, what we're doing at the moment with this series, I'm going to inform you that you can get all the episodes if you want. We've done something because we noticed that at the moment we're sort of have all of our episodes on Audioboo, which is great. If you go to our Audioboo page, audioboo.fm/English radio, if you see on the right it says playlists and you can click on the Beatles, which as we add new playlists, the old ones sort of disappear. So it may not always be there, the Beatles, but it says see more. Click on see more and you can, you know, you can find the Beatles playlist and we'll keep on adding motorbike. Keep on adding new episodes. But people have said, what about RSS and things? Now, for some reason, I don't know why, the Audioboo RSS only gives you about 25 episodes, the most recent 25. This is a technical thing, not too sure why. So we've sort of connected our... This is a bit all techno things. We've connected... I don't understand it myself, really. The Audioboo to Feedburner, and if you go to the link which I can give you, it gives you all of the episodes if you want to subscribe to the RSS feed of our Beatles podcasts. Does that make any sense? I hope it does. If it doesn't, I do apologize, but hopefully that makes perfect sense. So, for example, if you go to our Twitter page, I can give you the actual link, which is feeds.feedburner.com/BeatlesBooRSS. That's all together, but there's a link there on our Twitter page right now for today, for today's date. And that then gives you every single episode we've done so far. What happens in the future once we go past 100? Normally the RSS gives you 100. So what happens after that, I don't know. But for the moment, at least, it gives you all the episodes, okay? And we're working on submitting our podcast to the iTunes, so you'll have an iTunes link as well. It's all a technical thing. I leave it to Pilar. Pilar seems to know what she's doing. I just, you know, off you go, Pilar. You know, feel free to do whatever. And also, some links from the BBC archives. Go to bbc.co.uk/archive/Mersey, and they have lots of Beatles related things. And I've tweeted two of them. One of them from 1963. The Beatles have just sort of become famous, and they're speaking candidly in a radio interview about their future prospects. And it's all, well, you know, in the future I might like do this and I might do that, might start a business, blah blah blah. So it's worth looking at. And the BBC archive people have got a Twitter page, which is twitter.com/archive@BBC. There's also something else from New York. On the BBC archive page, the Beatles in New York, there's like a radio report about the Beatles fans, sort of with the Beatlemania thing, and they're all screaming. Yes, they're all screaming, we want the Beatles, we want the Beatles, we want the Beatles, we want the Beatles, or something like that. With New York accents, obviously. So look out for that. There's a link on our Twitter page for that as well. But again, that is on the BBC archive page. Once again, bbc.co.uk/archive/Mersey. And fingers crossed, those links will work. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. We've been retweeting people's comments and things on Twitter. If you say something or write something on Twitter with the hashtag Beatles, or the hashtag The Beatles, or maybe the hashtag Liverpool, we will hopefully see it and we will retweet it onto our page. So put something interesting and we, or curious, and we will retweet it for you.